Obituary. Keith Cahoon. Farewell to an old Asia hand and The Economist's previous obituaries editor.
In the 20-odd years since he worked for The Economist, from 1981 to 2004, Keith Cahoon never raised his voice. He did not need to. His soft, courteous, slightly smiling delivery encouraged people to listen, as to a favourite uncle. But Steele lay behind it. "I've just taken one or two liberties with your copy," he would say, meaning that it had been completely rewritten into the best, simple, accurate, sparely punctuated Cahoon prose. "I would like to do X," he would say gently, announcing the week's obituary candidate, who was often a complete unknown, and neither wild horses nor the deaths of great celebrities could persuade him to change his mind. Keith came into journalism the old-fashioned way, through provincial papers and Fleet Street, but got as far as Hong Kong, where he worked for the Far Eastern Economic Review. He loved Asia, though his view of it was really that of a 19th-century colonial administrator. He had a soft spot for geishas. Of one correspondent, non-productive, though enjoying a lavish retainer, he once remarked, "I think perhaps if we do not hear from him next year, we should send him a note." Though no stripling, he would hunger to get to Siam, Sinkiang, or Tartary. He developed a fondness for the Pacific Islands, and actually found stories there. When he took over the obituaries in 1995, just after their launch, he kept the Asian flag flying. He also set an extraordinary standard for clear, dry, witty writing. The openings of his obituaries were a particular delight. One of Walter Leany's minor pleasures was to get the better of the French. The achievement of Karl Kerler, a Benedictine monk, was to breed a very decent British bee. Or this. Hunting around for something not too brutal to say about Tiny Roland now that he is dead, those who knew him have remarked on his charm. The English language is helpful with the evasive word. It was an open secret, however, that Keith's dearest occupation was not The Economist. It was his own writing, at which he could be seen tapping eagerly for as long as he dared, before boarding the homeward train to Mersey Island. He produced 11 blackly comic novels, the last of them Five Deadly Words, this April. Those disarmed by his gentleness could never quite forget that in Keith's world, guns would be suddenly drawn, blood spilt on the carpet, and bullets lodged in a desk, reducing its value a little, should it ever come to auction.